Have you ever been late for something really important? For one reason or another, everybody winds up late sometimes, but there are lots of problems in store for people who seem to be late for everything. And we'll discover what they are on today's episode of the WadFam Chalk Pod.
Oh, hi there. My name is Dylan James Weaver, but you can call me Dylan. And this is the podcast. I was just editing one of my episodes here. Just a few last adjustments, and there. Hey, let's see how it sounds. Look at that! It sounds okay! Now all I need to do is discover who will listen to it. But that's alright, discovering new and exciting things is what we do best here on our side of podcasting. So why don't you come along for today's episode of the WadFam Chalk Pod.
Already in the studio, waiting to record a new episode of the podcast. Everything's set, but we're missing one person, Andrew Acebo, and there's no telling where he is because the fact is, he seems to be late for everything. The big question is, will Dylan wait for him? Time is ticking away.
Hello and welcome to the WadFam Chalk Pod. I'm Dylan Weaver.
I'm Andrew Acebo.
And we're recording early.
Yes, ma'am. Or man, I don't know. Sir, ma'am.
So, just shut up.
That's fair.
We're here to talk about episode 119, Better Late Than Never. Which is just a remake of the episode we talked last week.
But it's not. Like, it's such a strange thing where it's like, word for word in so many ways.
Yep.
And then also not.
Yep. And we will be talking about that.
Yeah. Great dip.
This is going to be an interesting episode to record. I'm guessing it's going to be on the shorter end of things.
Yeah.
Because we've already talked about this episode.
Yes.
Kind of. But, yeah. So this is a remake of what was the episode last? Missed It By That Much.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that that had David Harley in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we expunged him from history. And so,
like, wow, they didn't just get rid of him, like, they erased him from memory.
Yeah. So this episode aired just over 2 years after Missed It By That Much.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah.
But it's also, they produced 100 episodes in that time.
Jeez.
Because
an absolute machine.
Well, during the early years of Odyssey, they weren't redoing episodes. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, they weren't re-airing episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one episode a week for 2 years is 104 episodes.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like this podcast where it's an episode every week.
Except for this week where it's kind of the same one.
Right. So yeah, just as, like, whereas now they do like a dozen episodes a year.
Yeah, they've really toned things back.
But they used to do 50 a year. And so that means that we get to like this is off album 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 1990.
Yeah.
Whereas album 1 is 1988.
Yeah. Nine like, albums. That is, well, you said that's 104 episodes. That's like 60-ish, maybe not 60-ish, like 40-ish hours of audio.
Yeah.
Like of final produced audio in 2 years.
They were really, really cranking these out at this point.
Absolute machine.
Yeah, and so
Paul McCusker just hunched over a soundboard.
Yeah.
Wishing that he was morally allowed to do cocaine, but he can't.
Yeah, no, that's fair. This was written, the previous episode was written by Paul McCusker, but not directed by him. But mm-hmm. he writes and directs this episode. Rewrites,
for all the
I
change,
guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
Is there any reused audio?
I don't think so. I think it's all new audio.
Yeah. I was wondering though if, because the way that some of Witt's dialogue sounded, I was like wondering if they just reused some of it.
Yeah, it crossed my mind, but there's enough different that I think this is truly, no, I think it's all they new, got yeah. everyone back in and re-recorded it.
Maybe it just sounds so sterile because they did it before.
Right. It is, yeah, it's a weird call to not differentiate more.
Yeah. Yeah, they really did.
Like, you had
any of that.
You had 2 years to come up with a better script. And there is a couple points at which they improve it. But
not enough.
No. And then, yeah. So this is on the album currently titled Just in Time.
What was it titled before, do you know?
Amazing Antics, Dynamic Discoveries.
Wow. Dynamic Discovery. That's a... Yeah, that sounds like one of those educational videos they show you in seventh grade. Everybody's really uncomfortable during
Dynamic Discoveries. But but yeah, and it's the fourth episode on that album.
Yeah. So I remember listening to this episode. I remember hearing this one. I never remembered hearing the first one.
It aired once until the AIO Club came around.
Yeah. But this I've definitely heard at least a couple times.
Yep.
And wow, it's a special one. So the episode...
Can we do the promo?
Oh, yeah. Good Lord, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, it feels like we've already done this before.
Yeah, that's fair.
Coming up next time on Adventures in Odyssey.
Honey, what's the holdup? The bus was supposed to leave for the roller rink ages ago.
We're waiting for Robin.
Robin Jacobs?
Who else?
When Robin develops a habit of being fashionably late, she gets a taste of what life would be like if her tidiness turned into an epidemic. Find out what happens next time on Adventures in Odyssey, right here.
Some drawn out synth there
right here.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's special. That was oof. I feel like that was a good promo. It was just a good promo. The case of it needs to be 30 seconds, we have 22 seconds worth of material.
It does have, like, she develops a habit for tardiness. It seems like this has always been her thing.
Yeah,
she's fashionably late is not a thing that, like, she seems to believe.
No.
And she gets a glimpse of what would happen if this became an epidemic.
No,
it
she
already
doesn't.
Is an epidemic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's not an epidemic because she's the only one that's having a hard time with it. I mean, I guess her mom, maybe, but it's not really talking about.
I mean, hey, the volleyball team would be so much worse without her.
Yeah, I guess so.
And they would lose cheerleading games.
Yep.
And there would be no Miss Beautiful USA.
No, it's a Miss Beautiful American.
I hate you.
I wrote it down this time. I didn't want to get it wrong.
So yeah.
Did they actually change that?
No.
Was that one of the changes from the last
time? No.
Okay.
No. This episode is now, we're in Adventures in Odyssey territory. It's no longer Odyssey USA.
Odyssey, USA.
Yeah, which Chris reflects in the intro, which is unfortunately missing the boat sketch.
Yeah.
Of all the things to cut. I get that you've probably moved past that as a show by now, but oh man, the boat sketch.
Yeah, the boat sketch. It's just so out of left field. And then so you get that, and then you get the weird intro where the invention actually works.
Yeah.
And that was strange.
Yep.
And then we get the same bit where she's just coming up with all the different words to be late.
That bit is literally, like, word for word.
Yeah, I'm not
to the point where she still makes the Thomas comment.
Yep.
That's still a theme of this episode.
Yeah, well, I have it in all caps. I'm like, they stuck with this? Are you kidding me? 2 years, they were like, nah, this is it.
Yeah.
We need to keep this.
Thomas is late.
Thomas is late. He missed his lunch appointment with Jesus.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, we kind of get into the episode with some real good music. We're into, like, the...
Oh, yeah.
Like, this era
Odyssey
music. Like, the early
so
90s,
good.
When they've got the show figured out at this point, but it's still, like, kind of small scale. And,
yeah.
Oh, man, I just love that.
Well,
love
they just the really go in, like, the kind of cheesy 80s TV show, like, like, it reminds me a bit of, like, something I heard on, like, Alf or something like that, yeah. where it's like, oh, it's just, the synth is so good, and it's so, I don't know, like, it, like, radiates that kind of Strange Odyssey nostalgia. I don't know. I love it so much. I have that written, like, three times.
Yep. And so, yeah, I guess the big change between, with addition to Harley not being in it, the big change is that it is now Robin Jacobs rather than Rachel Weaver. Yeah. Robin Jacobs is an actual character.
Yeah, she's and she's more established.
Yeah. Daughter of Dale Jacobs, a reporter for the Odyssey Times.
Yes. And is not just Mr. Barkley.
Right. Right. Although, weirdly,
they kept all the same dialogue.
Not all, but mostly. But the interesting note here, Robin Jacobs, played by Sage Bolte, who's Chuck Bolte's daughter.
Oh.
And Chuck Bolte was Mr. Weaver, whereas Phil Lawler is Mr. Jacobs.
Interesting. Wow. Do you think that they realized that when they were doing it?
I mean, probably, but that's at this point, Jimmy's established. So yeah, you can't get Chuck Bolte to be. And also, I think it's probably better that you're not that your actual parent isn't playing your parent on the show.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jaden Smith.
Sorry. Yeah, you really missed the boat there.
But yeah, it's so always so interesting looking at voice casts for like these early episodes and how much is just like the writing producing team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a product of kind of the small scaleness, and when they're going at really fast paces, they're not really hiring voice actresses.
No.
Voice actors, except for, you know, on occasion. I mean, you still have your Will Ryans and your Hal Smiths, but having, you know,
they're just trying to use in what they got.
Right. It's a little different, and there's a lot of like reusing of the same actors throughout the episode. Mm-hmm. Like, Phil Lawler as Dale Jacobs also voices the voiceover guy in the dream.
Okay. He voices the narrator.
Yeah. Which I'm curious. I'm going to look right now. I wonder if it was him the last time as well.
I don't think it was mentioned, was it?
Well, it should be credited though. Yeah. So he did voice the narrator in the previous one and in this one, but now he's also voicing her dad.
Yeah.
Which actually kind of works.
Yeah, it totally does.
And his voice isn't nearly as much as it was last time.
Yeah. He sounds more snark, like, he sounds more subdued, but like, it still gets the point across really well. Yep,
it does.
And it's probably a better portrayal of the Twilight Zone, I think.
Yeah.
And so, this episode is literally just the same as the last one plot-wise, in the sense that Robin was trying to, she shows up 45 minutes to go skating at Wits End.
Yep. However, that's first scene is way shorter because Harley's not there, confusing everything.
Yeah.
If they had waited like 3 more years to do this remake, they could have nailed it with just had Harlow Doyle.
Yeah, yeah. It could have been the exact same thing.
They could have just dubbed over Harlow.
Yeah. Harlow.
But
wait, it's Mr. Doyle. I'm on the air.
But yeah. And so this time around, there's a comment by one of the kids named Jesse, who says if you gave her a penny for every time she was late, she'd be a billionaire.
Yeah, that's a lot of times. That is literally 100 times a billion.
Yeah.
That is 100 billion.
Yeah, and Wit's like, I don't think it would be that much.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping us grounded here, Wit.
Yep. So they leave the same ultimatum.
Yeah, basically.
Where Connie goes to Wit and is like, look, if she's late for the thing, I'm kicking her off.
Yeah.
You know, and then she walks in with a much better voice.
Yeah.
I don't know, the same thing as before. Wit defines punctual.
Yeah, she messes up punctual. It's the same bit where he's like kind of mean to her in the sense where he's like, you're like, I wouldn't have waited this long. Like, you don't respect other people's time and stuff like that. And like,
it's not even other people's time. He's just like, straight up, you don't respect people.
Yeah.
Which is, and he says it in a way that is somewhat mean-hearted.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like corrective.
No, it just
feels like mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's constructive criticism. It just feels like it's criticism.
Yeah. Oh, we do find out that the rink is in Connellsville this go around.
Yes, thank goodness.
Very, very important to note. And they don't actually say Circle Lanes.
No, I don't think so. And I think it's in Connellsville. It's kind of far away. Yeah,
that's all we get. So no Circle Lanes.
Now we know Circle Lanes is in Connellsville, so we can add that to our geographical map
of the
area.
Well, we don't know that it's Circle Lanes. This could be a different one.
Could have been bought, rebranded. Because, is there multiple or?
Well, I don't know. How does this work? Because I guess all Odyssey isn't canonical. Only what they currently have is.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the same story is happening twice, which is a problem.
Yes.
But like it's, I don't know. So we don't actually know that the rink in Connellsville is called Circle Lanes. Because Circle Lanes is the retconned one. Or not retconned, just eliminated from history.
The white out.
The one that we remade.
Yes, to make it better.
So yeah, so she then leaves, goes home. Not George Barkley's there. And he's like, I can't find anything to eat.
Where's mom? She's at a church meeting this time instead of the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Because that makes sense. More so than her being at the grocery store buying food and then them not waiting for her to come home with the food.
But, yeah. It's a good fix for that weird plot point. It also, I was like, ooh, are they going to fix it so where, like, the mom is cast in a better light? And
No, they're not.
This point right here, she's at a church meeting.
Yep.
But after this, nope.
Maybe even worse.
Yeah. And so Dale's trying to figure out why Robin's home early.
Mm-hmm.
And he throws out of, did Brian Wilson try to kiss you again?
Yeah. Yeah. Did Brian Wilson try to kiss you again? You're like, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Funny dad is funny, but tell me this story.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
that's... On today's episode, Odyssey discusses unwanted sexual advances.
But also, why did they choose the name Brian Wilson?
Is that a real person?
Yeah. Brian Wilson is the lead singer for the Beach Boys.
Why? Why did they... Wow.
And I'm going to look up now, but I don't think he's actually a character in Odyssey.
No, there's no
probably
way.
Probably because they just needed to throw someone away. But there are like a million Brians in Odyssey, apparently. So
Brian,
let's see if...
Wilson.
Nope, there is no Brian Wilson in Odyssey other than being mentioned right now. Which is probably a good call.
Yes.
To not make this an actual plot point.
Yes.
But also a weird call in that...
It's the Beach Boys.
Right. But it's a bad joke on Dale's part to just be like, why are you home early? Did that boy try and kiss you again?
Ha 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 ha. If that's the case, you're probably very traumatized.
Right. That's... Yeah. I mean, yeah. I assume... Because it's not actually said this time around, but I assume... She's a middle schooler?
She definitely is.
Yeah.
And we get the same bit with the meatloaf pot pie.
Yep.
And the black stuff. And then the line is added that it looks like half of a bowling ball.
Yep.
That paints a powerful image.
Yep. And we still have the fashionably late thing with her mom.
Yeah.
But Dale throws in the late to your own funeral line at this point.
Yeah.
Which did not happen in the previous one.
When did it happen in the previous
one? I think it just happened in the dream.
Oh.
In the last episode.
Are you sure?
Maybe not.
I think I'm pretty sure he does it in the same conversation.
He does say it here. Because, so when I was listening to the last one, I was like, oh, I remember the late for your own funeral line coming earlier, and maybe I just missed it.
Yeah.
Or
maybe Wit said it or something like that. I'm not sure.
But yeah, but definitely for some reason said. I was thinking it was just in the dream last episode, but I probably missed it.
That's, yeah. And I'm just like, this whole episode, I'm just wondering, like this, they were going to remake the episode, meaning that they re-recorded all of this audio, and nobody thought that, like, we could make some changes.
Right, but, like, I'm guessing, because, I don't know, like, the Twilight Zone is fun.
Yeah.
So, and I get maybe wanting to reintroduce that in the mainline Odyssey, mm-hmm. but for the most part, like, there's not great reason to remake this episode.
No.
Lateness isn't a part of Robin Jacobs' character that's, no. like, being fleshed out here.
No.
I mean, it literally before was a character who was fully inconsequential.
Yeah.
So it feels like, I don't know. Maybe it is just they liked the Twilight Zone. They wanted to do that again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that they were working their butts off to get an episode out every week. Mm. And we're like, hey, we can just tweak this script that we already have written
mm-hmm.
and record it real quick.
Yeah.
I get that.
That would make a lot of sense.
But yeah, it's the tweaks are weird.
Yeah, in the sense that they didn't just remake it verbatim with just without Officer Harley. Like, they definitely changed some things.
Yeah,
but maybe they didn't change it. Maybe that was just actors improvising.
I don't know. They changed nothing consequential.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But there's additional notes and
so anyway, then Robin falls asleep in front of the TV again. We get the whole bit where his
This is the first time Robin's doing it.
Oh, yeah. It was Rachel last time, your long-lost relative.
Also, Robin's with a Y, which I didn't know until I was looking at the wiki.
I didn't know that either.
So her parents come in, are concerned about the TV, and then we go into the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Although he turns the TV off.
Yeah, I was confused about that as to what was really happening there.
Because she says in the dream, like, you know, why, you know, hey, why'd you turn the TV off?
Yeah, I was watching but that.
If he's concerned about her sleeping in front of the TV, why is he concerned about her sleeping in front of a TV that is off?
Well, I think he turns it off, I guess.
Right. That's probably the point. But he still didn't seem thrilled that she was sleeping there. I don't know. Maybe he's
sleeping
just
on the couch.
Maybe he's mad that she fell asleep in front of the TV.
Yeah.
And then he does turn it off. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Strange.
And she's like, why does everything seem to echo in dreams?
Yeah, that is so good. And you get like the, so the synth is a little bit different. Like the production is.
It's a little bit more pulled back.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as intense.
Out there. Yeah.
It's still good, though.
No, I definitely do appreciate it. It's like, I don't know if I like it as much as the original, but I think that it gets the same idea across, and it sounds a bit more Odyssey, where the other one, it was like, wow, what is this?
Yeah, it was a real shift. This one, it does feel a little bit more in line. I think this episode's also less creepy
mm-hmm.
than the previous one. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they maybe did a couple things to tone it down from a production standpoint, where it's not nearly as
haunting,
like, intense.
Yeah, well, because there was the less of the you're trapped in your own dream because you want to sleep kind of bit, which was a thing in the last episode where I was like, wow, that's horrifying.
They still do end with that, but it's
But it's not played nearly as much, I don't think.
No, it's not. And it's not her, well, like, she's not, like, begging to wake up.
Yeah.
She's just kind of like, I promise I'll never do this again, and then she's out.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, the Twilight Zone guy is a little bit more subdued, and they kind of go through all the things. I think old Dale Jacobs is really, really good.
Oh, yeah. He's so good.
I think better than old.
Related. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's
better
so
than
good.
Old Mr. Weaver. And yeah, it's a lot of the same things from before where, you know, I wish they'd have named a runner-up. That seems like the best punch-up they could do.
Yeah.
Also, her showing up to everything in pajamas, mm-hmm. like, The actual dream trope is showing up to everything naked.
Yes.
But this is Odyssey.
Yes.
So pajamas. And it's the most embarrassing thing ever. Even though, like, as a kid, when you got a pajama day at school,
it was the best.
Awesome.
Yeah. You literally had to do nothing. Except for me, where I actually had to put on pajamas because I slept in my underwear.
Right. Well, and the thing where, like, you still want to shower in the morning and not have a bedhead. Like, it's, I don't know. Pajama days are a weird thing.
Yeah, but they're great.
But yeah. Great. Yeah, we should do a pajama day for recording, Andrew.
I mean, I'm kind of in my pajamas right now.
No, I mean, that's fair.
We've definitely had just casual pajama days without recognizing it.
Yeah. We don't put on suits and ties to record this, guys.
But maybe we should.
Sorry to spoil the image.
Yeah.
I know that's what you were all picturing in your mind. Yes. Two dapper gents.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of
a fireplace.
Yes.
That you can't hear.
Right. Because I edit it out. Because I'm so good at editing out background noise.
Wow. Self burn. You just Dylan Weaver yourself.
She's
you get the dishes bit.
Yeah. And when she's at her own funeral,
yeah,
she's like, who are all these people? What are they doing in my dream?
Yeah.
Which we didn't comment on last time, but it is a crazy line. It's like,
yeah.
Do you ever know who the people are in your dream? Like,
only if you know them distinctly.
Like, just, yeah, there's a bunch of people there. That seems kind of normal.
Yeah.
And then the pastor saying, you were kind, you were pretty, you were late. Always late. one of the weirdest decisions they make with the casting in this episode is looking at the AIO wiki, shout out to that. Dave Arnold voices the pastor at the wedding, but Bob Luttrell is the pastor at the funeral. Uh-huh. I just assumed it was the same pastor.
Guy, yeah.
He sounds nearly identical.
I didn't assume it was this. I mean, I figured it was the same voice actor that just did two different voices.
Yeah.
But they were like, no, we need a second. Okay. Yeah, all whatever. Right. Go for it, Odyssey. You do you.
Yeah, and the cafeteria worker, who's like, you know, you're gonna have to do these dishes because you're late for lunch, is voiced by Ann Jacobs, who is, you know, Robin's mom.
Yeah,
Or Ann Alt, who plays Ann Jacobs, who is
Robin's mom.
Robin's mom.
The night before the dawn, before the day of Christmas.
And what else?
I mean, we get, like we said, that we get the Miss Beautiful America, American pageant, and we get the whole movies thing where she's like, oh, you know, you're going to be a star, but you weren't on time. And, and then
you're
going to
be you could have been famous.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah. It was, I think that they toned that down a little bit.
Yes. That was upsetting. That is a thing throughout this whole thing. Is like before we were like, oh, they are like hardcore aping like the overacting of like 60s TV.
Yeah.
And in this one, they're not.
No,
they're
just, hardly
they're,
at
they're
all.
Just doing,
voices.
They're just doing Odyssey.
Yeah.
Which,
but you know, that's okay, I suppose.
A little bit more trippy.
Yeah.
And
then we get the dad, like you said, like the dad, Mr. Jacobs waiting for you. He's so freaking... it's like haunting of us. He's like, we were waiting for you.
Yep.
And the mom just left. And obviously we said she's late for her own funeral. And then we get the narrator being a jerk again.
The quit blubbering and wake up.
Yeah.
That's
a good impression.
Thank you. I realize it's a dream or whatever else, but like, are we supposed to get the idea that if she doesn't make that promise, she's locked in the dream forever?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that vibe there. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of a Christmas Carol scenario where she's hopefully traumatized enough to make some life change.
Right. It is. It's such an odd way for Odyssey to do it.
Yes.
Like, why not, if you're going to remake this episode... Why not do it where, you know, you get sent to, like, I don't, is the Room of Consequence around yet?
No, I don't think so.
Because this is literally the Room of Consequence.
Yes, this is exactly the Room of Consequence.
Set her on, I don't know, an imagination station adventure.
Where she's late for something. I don't know, maybe doubting Thomas. Oh, wait, he wasn't actually late. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah. We, she's talking about, what, she wakes up, because she promises never to do this again, and she talks about the fact, kind of to herself, about, like, oh, man, like, I can't be late, or, like, if I'm there on time, the kids are gonna stop picking on me, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like,
they'll never pick on me again.
Right. Why wasn't that a motivating factor before?
Yes.
You're in middle school. The only thing you care about is what other people think of you.
Yeah, and getting picked on at school, yeah.
Why? Why, if this was a problem, did you not prioritize this sooner?
Yeah, well, and also the fact that, like, I don't think that this is how reputations work. Like, if you show up one time, you're still the late person.
That's also true. Yep.
Good lord, my family has a reputation for being late for everything, and I spent, like, a solid 3 years of my life where I was early for everything, and I was still a late person.
Right, exactly. You're never going to not have that label attached to you.
Exactly.
Unless you, like, move, like, far away, and no one knows you, then you can establish yourself again.
But as an on-time person. Right.
But in this area of the country...
No.
Everyone knows you.
Yeah.
They know that the Acebo family, or the Acebo name, means that you are late.
At least 15 minutes.
Even when you are on time.
Exactly.
Because, guys, he was on time this week.
I was.
This is a twist from last week.
Yeah. I tried to be late, but then it just didn't happen. I thought it'd be funny.
Oh, but yeah. The music is great.
It is really, really good.
Oh, well... Yeah.
She talks to her parents.
Yep.
Her mom is just as bad. Yeah.
Like, none of this was fixed.
Her mom was the worst. Probably even worse. She was like I was just listening. Maybe it's just listening to it again if it's the same dialogue.
I think
but
it
like,
is the same dialogue.
I was just like, wow, she is terrible.
Yeah.
You really don't care.
Yep. Nope. Just let it happen.
I'm so confused, though, because, like, the Jacobs are like, Dale Jacobs is pretty well regarded.
Yep.
For being apparently a fairly absentee father.
Yeah. And Anne is the absenteeest mother.
Yeah, she's actually the worst, I suppose.
But, like, once again, I don't think that this episode in any way affects those characters throughout other episodes. Because it was not written for them.
Yeah. Which is surprising that they didn't tweak that at all or anything. Because, I mean, all they would need to do is change, like, two lines of dialogue where Robin comes in, wakes them up, and they're like... Oh, we're sleepy. And she's like, no, but if I'm late, then they'll kick me off the team. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then they leave.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And then we get the whole bit where they get into the car. So her dad takes her because he actually wants to see her daughter play sports. Because, oh, my lord.
Yep.
And the car doesn't work. And it's still the distributor. It's still the distributor. Revisiting it. Not a real car part. Cool.
Yep.
And then it's just, I mean, play by play, it's the same thing as last time where she starts biking, she gets a flat tire.
The music is good, but
different.
I don't think it's as good.
No, it's not as good.
It feels more like Odyssey.
They reeled it back.
Yes.
They definitely reeled back like the, yeah.
And then, I'm pretty sure this time around the dog just ate like the top of her sock.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's definitely what happened. She does though. I don't think we talked about it before, but she falls into that stream.
Yeah,
and then that's not a problem.
Yeah, I was
she's like,
say,
oh no, how am I gonna play soaked?
I'm and still gonna play do. Soaked. You'll slide extra far. You play volleyball, it's fine.
Yeah, and then it's the same issues I had last time, but like we didn't. I don't think I brought this up, but. The having two cars not start is kind of bad writing.
Yeah, I'm so confused as to why that
like
was the case. Like,
well, I mean, it was just to serve her running late.
Yeah,
but it's I don't know. It's bad because it's so her dad's car doesn't start, so she grabs her bike. Her bike tire pops, so she runs through these woods. She comes across Mr. Whitaker, whose car doesn't start, so she grabs his bike.
Yeah.
It's like, you kind of just did the same thing twice.
Yeah.
But, like, I also don't know what other options you have because, like, his car, like, either his car doesn't start or it has a flat tire. But her bike already had a flat tire. So you kind of painted yourself into a
corner.
Out
of gas.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it's Wit. It's Wit. His Wit would never run out of gas. But you could have Dale Jacobs be out of gas.
Yes, Dale Jacobs is very much allowed to be out of gas. I will say, though, the engine noise for Wit's car when he drives up, it sounds like he's driving a monster truck.
It is so much.
What?
Apparently, Wit has a hot rod?
Yes. Or he's on a motorcycle. Either way, I'm okay with it.
He's probably had the same car for 40 years.
Exactly.
And it's just, that's how they were back then.
Yeah. It weighs like half of a ton.
If not more.
Yeah.
It's all steel. And so, yeah, she shows up late for the thing.
And
but,
it's fine.
But it's before the game starts, so she's good. Hal Smith voices the volleyball game announcer.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then
Wit threw the ice cream party this time. I don't know if we had it last time.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right.
Like, Wit was like, ice cream's on the house. And I'm like, wow, Wit, like, you're... Okay.
Yeah.
You're really getting negatively affected by this.
But he does ice cream on the house quite a bit.
Yeah, that's fair. And I feel like he says that, and then they're like, I want a large triple sundae, and he's like, no, kitty cones.
But the other thing that's just, like, a funny storytelling trope is, like, because we cut before Connie gets, or before Robin gets on Wit's bike.
Yeah.
And then Connie's like, at the end is like, wait, Robin, I still don't get it. Like,
how'd you get here?
How did you get, like, after Wit's car broke down? But it's like, so did Robin just stop the story there as well?
Yeah.
Or did Connie somehow not understand riding a bike, so Robin had to repeat it?
Yeah, I think it's probably the a combination of the both.
There you go.
That's my best guess. That's so, yeah.
Yeah.
And then her dad shows up and it's the whole, like, try to be on time.
Yeah,
next
it's the
time.
Sitcomiest Ding! Ending, which is next time, try to get there on time.
Yeah. Later. Two and more root beers, please.
Yeah. And then Thomas is not late.
Yeah.
And that's the show.
And that's it.
I like the other one better. With the exception of the fact that I like Robin better than Rachel.
Yeah. And I think that it
rest
plays
in peace, my namesake.
I know it was. I miss it actually a little bit.
Now we just need to get an Acebo written into Odyssey.
That's not gonna happen. It sounds too ethnic.
Hey, they have Suzu now.
They do. But Acebo and Petrovsky sound very different. There are hundreds of Andrew Acebos in the world, and I am the only white one. They're not going to write me an Odyssey.
Hey, never say never, man.
That's fair.
The
I
Hoobs
dare
didn't
you.
Say never.
Hoobs, help me out.
but yeah, that's the
show. That's the episode. I like I said, like I think that I like the original one more because it seemed more left field, swinging bigger. Yeah. It seemed a lot more like this is a Twilight Zone episode because it doesn't sound like Odyssey, but obviously, like you said, like at that time they didn't really know what Odyssey was like. So
yeah, the first one's definitely a bigger swing. I think this one is probably better produced as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
It just eliminates some of the flourishes that I love.
Yeah, it makes it sound less. I mean, it makes it sound like more sterile, more like Odyssey, whereas the last one, that wasn't the case at all. And I was like, oh, this is pretty neat.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, I mean, overall, I mean, I don't think it was bad. I guess I'm more frustrated with some of the antics that didn't get corrected upon a second look over.
Yeah,
but
the
I think
stuff that was added in is just weird.
Yeah.
Versus the stuff that could have been fixed, but whatever.
That's all right, though. Yep. I don't think that, as a whole, I don't think it's a bad episode or anything like that. And I like the fact that it's a character that matters within a context that matters, because I'm pretty sure it's established that Robin plays volleyball. I think there are other instances where I think you're right. And it's like, that's kind of cool. And like, obviously, like, you know, Mr. Jacobs being a character, like, right. it feels, obviously, it feels a lot more Odyssey based right. on that.
It does feel like it is part of the universe of Odyssey
yeah.
that we didn't get the last episode. Yeah. Even just the mention of Connellsville
yeah.
goes a long way to make it feel like
more Odyssey. Universal, yeah, yeah, for sure. No. But yeah, I would say that those are like my final thoughts. Anything for you?
No.
Other than what you've already said?
No. You plugging anything this week, Andrew?
No, I'm not plugging anything this week.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and plug. I have a new playlist out.
Oh, you do?
I don't know if anybody listens to this, but Sounds of Autumn.
Oh, you now, got it. Okay, all right.
Is now live on Spotify, and I'll put a link in the description.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, more show related, we at the end of every episode always take a moment, like during the credits, to mention that we're on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But only in the past like month has that actually meant anything.
Yeah.
So there are now, if any of you are interested, there is the WadFam Chalk Pod on Instagram. Every week there's just like a under a minute clip of the show,
mm-hmm.
just a segment that we thought was funny or interesting or gave a good bit on what it was.
Yeah.
And you can go on and see that. And those are also tweeted out. But yeah, just something new we're trying as a way to I don't know, have it. A presence.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, and it's, I like it. I mean, I follow it, so
yeah.
I see it.
Yeah. All right.
We aren't going to promote our shirts, are we?
No. And so that's it. And we'll be back next week with episode 288, which is the titular The Twilight Zone.
Interesting. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
WadFam Chalk Pod is a presentation of the Lititz Podcast Co-op. This show is a fan podcast and has no official affiliation with Adventures in Odyssey or Focus on the Family. As such, the copyright is ours under Creative Commons. Follow the podcast at WadFam Chalk Pod on Twitter and Instagram, or email us at wadfamchalkpod@gmail.com. Episode 53, Better Late Than Never, was hosted by Dylan Weaver and Andrew Acebo, and edited by Dylan Weaver. I'm Michaela Moeller, hoping you'll join us again next time for more of the WadFam Chalk Pod.